Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
When people say, where is their X receiver? Where is the guy who's like, man, that guy that you're saying, hey, in crunch time, this is who we got to go to. To me, it's James Cook. And I'm finding a million ways to get him the football. I think you even look at like San Francisco and what they do with Christian McCaffrey. I think of the big moments of the Bills and the playoffs in the years past. I think of the big moments and big games for them. To me, it goes back to not just a Josh Allen crazy play, big runs from James Cook, big possessions where they give the ball to him a lot and they get some momentum and get going offensively and it opens everything else up for him.
Andrew Whitworth giving his thoughts on the Bills' offense, and for him, it runs through James Cook, and probably right.
That's how the offense is operating.
When the rushing attack is going, they are humming. I don't think that's even really arguable. The thought process is there, though, is, yeah, but if they stop James Cook, do you have a second option? Do you have something for your MVP quarterback to get the ball to? I think they do in Dalton Kincaid. I like Khalil Shakir. After that, I think it's a real big question mark for what you have.
And I think that it has to do with the fact that it is the – I'm getting more and more to it's the offense's identity. It's the coordinator's identity. It's – they wear their identity on clothing.
Yeah.
This is kind of not a secret. And it's very public what they want – or at least what Brady wants his offense to look like, to a point where I saw a wide receiver who was doing just fine this year, by the way, in Stephon Diggs, have his numbers tank in Buffalo in the half of the season that Brady takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Said wide receiver forces his way out of Buffalo and has been just fine after a major knee injury. Probably would be your best receiver on the roster if he was retained. But this offense does not emphasize boundary receivers. We're seeing a lot about film breakdown about how the wide receivers are not getting open. Then help them. Scheme it. They're NFL route runners. You cannot tell me that you cannot create a play to create somebody open. They are still NFL athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing Tyquan Thornton get plays that chalk him up wide open in Kansas City.
Yeah, because we talked about that to start the year of the too high safety, and it's been played a lot in the NFL. And look, with the Bills, they played a lot. But you're also now starting to see defenses going a little bit away from that because you're getting beat. It's a lot like with the Bills' defense as a whole, where, cool, we're not letting up the big play, but we're letting teams drive 12 to 15 plays on us. Because everything in front, they're just taking it.
Intermediate passing attacks still should be a thing on too high safety.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing a base cover two, there's also, especially when you're playing a cover two, if you're playing the zone, on the boundary, if you attack it right, you get a player in the flat, you get a player to attack that sideline. just above where the corner is. You get away from the hook curl zone. Right on that sideline before the safety can get down there in time, you go one deep. You go one to the sideline on a post or an out route, and you get the flare out so that you draw the corner up into his zone. A simple flood concept.
Probably works. Probably works. I don't want to like make it sound like...
And I don't think it's that easy,
right, right.
Because I'm a nobody talking into a microphone. But I at least understand schematics enough that there is a mix of a talent issue, but at the same time, I'm seeing San Francisco trot whatever receiver is healthy out there, and they lead the league in passing in yards per game.
I mean, it's also just trying out whatever quarterback's healthy.
With two quarterbacks. Yeah,
it's Mac Jones and Brock Purdy going back and forth. Who's not, healthy, who's not.
And neither of which I would call an MVP candidate, much less a past winner of one. Or who I would call either of them a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League. I think that's easy to say. And it's not like San Francisco's current wide receiver room is made of game breakers.
No, but San Francisco might also be a curious one to look at. I listen a lot to John Middlecoff. He's on The Volume, Colin Cowherd's podcast network, and he used to be a former scout, and he worked around the league. But he's based out of the West Coast, and he talks a lot about the 49ers. And when talking about Kyle Shanahan, most people acknowledge Shanahan's one of the best offensive minds in football. I don't really think that's anything crazy to say. That's probably true. He's choked in big moments, no doubt. But it is curious to see how good their passing attack has been, how they're able to kind of just get whoever open. And yet, you know, Middlecoff, when talking about them, is always like, yeah, but like they're so predicated on the run. They're so predicated. They need to get the run game going. It's the Shanahan offense.
Right.
You could look at Buffalo and what they've gotten. It could be the exact same thing.
It could be.
But where the 49ers seem to use the run to get the pass game open, it doesn't look like the Bills really are able to do that. Their passing game oftentimes just feels like it's Allen working magic with people. We've heard this, by the way, for years. It even goes back to Dable.
Right.
Where why does it look so difficult? You know, why is no one just open that Allen can just, boom, first read, go? Mahomes and the Chiefs have done this for years. Now, you're also looking at Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan. If you want to go to the Rams, you know, with Puka Nacua, like he just happens to be open. Why? Like, these are some of the best offensive minds ever.
Yeah, with Sean McVay running that, yeah.
But this is also, I think, to many people's point of, yeah, and that's why you get out-coached in the playoffs, is that Brady maybe isn't that ascending offensive talent that you're just like, I mean, yeah, like he's going to be one of the best offensive minds in the sport, no doubt. Where instead I think he's just maybe pretty good, and he's got an all-world quarterback and a Pro Bowl running back to work with.
And that will be good enough typically to land you an offensive coordinator position.
Mm-hmm. And to keep it.
Or a head coach position, I should say. Oh, hey, Brian Dable. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you prove to be struggling with said quarterback, that's how you end up getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
See a Ken Dorsey, who then goes to a different team and then also gets fired. But while, again, I want to emphasize, Brady's not Dorsey. And thank goodness for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ed, it is getting to a point where I no longer, A, understand the mantra, and B, I no longer want it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of, oh, big wide receivers and big numbers equals big fun. No, I'm looking at the schematics and thinking, maybe the wide receivers that you have can be utilized under a different system.
Well, people talk about that with Keon Coleman.
Yes.
That he's just not being used correctly.
He's not
and that's
being.
That's probably 100% right.
And it's. We had a caller yesterday. I think it was Jerry mentioned the 50-50 ball terminology.
You know, it's ridiculous to build around for that.
And the problem is that a 50-50 is. That's a lot of percentage for a not good play.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we design plays that are getting these receivers open? You mentioned James Cook on the wheel route, and that's part of good play design, and Allen just doesn't throw it. Part of it's also sometimes on Allen, and it's okay to criticize the quarterback if he's not playing up to par. And over the last two games, that's been the case. I have more faith in Allen than I do the offensive scheme on how the offense will improve. Because I have a track record.
Mm-hmm.
It's still infuriating, to say the least, because of the fact that, and this is why we go about talking about the trade deadline thing. I'm foregoing my desire to acquire a wide receiver because offensively it's not going to change anything schematically that the Bills are going to do.
Yes, that's
if
more
I can
where you're
add,
at. Yeah.
If I can add an athletic safety, if I can add a guy who's rangy, the Bills clearly trust Cole Bishop in the box. Send him on blitz pickup or send him on blitzes, send him on support, send him to be an aggressor. He's tied for the lead in sacks. He gets home. And if I can have somebody more reliable than Taylor Rapp to command the back of my secondary, it might improve the defense a lot more because it's not just the run game anymore that the defense is struggling with. It's everything. And when it comes to the passing game, look, I can't do much about the funk that Christian Benford's in. He has zero pass deflections on the entire year. I can't help that. At least not in that sense.
No, and even his passer rating, and I know it's passer rating, it's not everything, but last year it was 86.6 allowed against him. This year it's at 122.1.
With the current roster, I can't help him.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can get a safety that's more reactive, quicker to the ball, more rangy, able to make plays, be that center fielder type, all of a sudden you don't have to be running as much of a two high. You can run three and let Benford be part of that deep third. You can run three and let Trey be the hook curl and let the safeties take the two halves.
Mm-hmm.
Or the two thirds, sorry, and then Benford the other third. You can run more like that and be a little bit more careful that you don't want Trey getting beat deep. You can make a little bit more protections if you upgrade the safety position.
You can be more versatile.
You can be more versatile. You can be more rangy. And it's about getting another athlete that can get to plays on time. Because right now I see Taylor Rapp and I don't see that from him.
No, he's late to almost everything.
He's late to almost everything. And it's tough. That's why I'm at safety. I'm at safety first, corner second, wide receivers down the list.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe the Bills can benefit on defense. And yes, you said it's probably a survivable thing. I'm here to say it's not.
Yeah, you're more pointing to it. We have hit DEFCON 1 with that defense.
It's not even that it's DEFCON 1. I don't want to be the Cowboys this year.
Mm.
where I need my offense to score 30 points a game just to maybe win. The Bengals of last year. That is what they're looking at. If I can do anything to fix it, that should be my priority. Because how do you win a championship? It is still a complete game. How'd you lose 13 seconds? Wasn't the offense's fault?
No.
You need a complete team. Oh, but the coin toss. Yeah, what about the coin toss? You still need to trot a defense out there to defend, because the Bengals, 1 week after that debacle, proved that to be the case. You want to stick to the principle of the defense let you down? Then I would be using my first priority on a trade deadline acquisition to improve my secondary. Because the pass rush, they're 10th in sacks in the league. Give me a better safety.
I will say, just on the defense, the two games they've lost gave up 23 and 24 points. I'm not saying they've done everything well, but I'd argue for most of the year they've done more than enough. And they are wounded, where the offense, for the most part, healthy and still struggling. You miss Kincaid for a game, yes, and Palmer goes down, but for the most part, you have your compliments there. And the most important part is there.
But that's the other thing. They're wounded, so they can't even be better.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number two call. We'll take your calls after this quick timeout. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer filling in for One Bills Live. And this is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.